Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Today, first of all, we're holding today's Daf Ayin Beis. We're a little bit behind. We're still in Ayin Aleph on the Beis. We're in Ayin Aleph on the Beis. Very deceptive. We thought that we'd go through the whole thing, the whole block in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We fell behind even already. But yesterday at the close, we were talking about the din of a penis hakachim lachilam lichlovim, and we saw a very big aside in Tosfos when he talks about the din of a treifa, that if you're going to redeem the treifa, there's a problem of a penis hakachim lachilam lichlovim, and Tosfos, like the Gemara says, the Gemara tells us over here, that sometimes the din would be, if it became Nisarif, the din would be a Yerach HaStayev. And Tosfos comes and he asks, what's the mile of Yerach HaStayev? You're not going to be able to use it anyway. What are you going to do it for? What are you going to use it? You're going to give it to Behemoth to eat. You're going to give it to Goyim to eat. You're not allowed to do that. And then Tosfos told us a Yisoid. Well, look at Yisoid. But the only time where there's a din of a penis hakachim lachilam lichlovim. It's only where the only thing intrinsically that the hegdish, the behemoth is right for is only for klovim or goyim. But over here, if you're going to redeem it and wait till it gets a mum, you'll be able to do kama, b'chabad, whatever you want to do with it. Because of some external reason, because it became the Sarah, you're not able to do it. But that does not count. Now, the Etz of Svara, Taiseg also needs beer, what that is. But more, the Taiseg told us that if it's really by itself, intrinsically, ready to be used for other things also, then there's no problem of taking something that you redeemed and giving it to Klovim. Holding is and we buy nice from here, that the din of a blighted the sakachim lachilam liklovim that we learned out from a pasuk is a din in the mice of pigot, not in something that previously belonged to hegdish. It's a bizayin to use it for klovim. You would hear, what is the din? Is it din in the mice of pigot? It's not a din in the mice of pigot. Something, doesn't pass. It's not appropriate. Things that yesterday were belonged to Hegdish and then had Kedusha to it, today you're going to give it to Klavim. Busy either such a thing. Because really, there are certain Dinim of Suli Abogdashim to it also, remember. What are we talking about? You're talking about a carbon, let's say, that became possibly, you're getting, waiting till it gets a bomb. There's an Isser Gizim Avayda by it. Certain things, tisma, the things that you're allowed to do, things you're not allowed to do with it. One of the things that you're not allowed to do with it is to give it to klovim. But let's say you had something, edichanabi. You were able to do whatever you want. Let's say you would have something, you can do whatever you want to do with it. Edichanabi. Let's say you would even be talking about hegdish that would not be psulei abogdashim. Let's say pay kedushas damim, and you would want to redeem it. Over there we have an issue also. Is there a din over there? We may put in Sakachim Lachim Miklovim. You're not allowed to do it. The Gemara tells us in Sakhim, is that a Derabbanan or is it a Deraisa? If you're going to learn that it's just a din in the Mice of Pidyon, it's a nice opinion, but what happens if it's a din in the Mice of Pidyon? If it's just a din in the Mice of Pidyon, Chayrin should apply even by the case of Kedusha Stamim. Taisus and Psachim says that din is a din Rabbanan where it's Kedushas Damim. We're saying over here from our Taisus that's a din the Mice of Pidyon. It's not a din and stop using things. But that creates a problem over there and Psachim also. There Taisus says that if that's the case, then the din is that when we talk about redeeming something that has Kedushas Damim and use it for Klovim, Taisus says there really is nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with Zelvain? Because it's a Derabbanan, but not a Deraisa. That then would seem to indicate the other way. The Derabbanan. Similarly, we have maybe just a bigger Rai. We'd have all that much time. But, just to bring out One other example that we have, if you want to pursue it further, the Mashmos of Tosfos and Bavei Kama, Udafton Gimel of Beis, Mashma also, that it's not a din in the Maaser Pinyan. But we have another raya from the Mishnayos in Maaser Sheni. For example, when we talk about the din, we all know that you have Maaser Sheni, you have money in Maaser Sheni, you can redeem it. You redeem it, the Kedusha goes off Maaser Sheni. What do? You have Maaser Sheni, it's too much trouble to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So what do? You take the Kedusha off the Maaser Sheni, put it onto money. The Maaser Sheni is what? Absolutely, totally chulin. You're doing it whenever you want, wherever you want. But comes the Mishnayos of Maaser Sheni. We have a Mishnah, for example, of Maaser Sheni. Let's say you have Karshinim. Karshinim is fodder for behemoths. We have a case, for example, Karshine Maaser Sheni. You have Karshine Maaser Sheni.
What parent is this?
It's Perik Beis and Mishnah Dalet. Karshine Maaser Sheni. And what happens? You have Karshine Maaser Sheni that are Michael Behema. So here we have the din. It says, Karshine Maaser Sheni Yechlu Tzamchunim Nichnasim Yerushalayim V'yaitzim. That's not the din I'm going. That's the very beginning of the Mishnah. But then it says, let's say we have the Karshinim that became Tamei. Now, what are you going to do with it? It became Tamei. Karshinim of Maaser Sheni that are given over for behemoths. You know, the only thing you're going to do with it is for behemoths. And what happened? That it became Tamei. You can't take it. You can't eat it. So what do you do with it? Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yischalku Le'isus. You have to divide it up into, you cut it up into pieces, and you distribute it to behemoths. He's giving the Yischalku Le'isus, V'chachami Maimrim Yiftu. The Rabbanan and the other hand holds that the din is that you redeem it. The Rambam comes over here, the Rash tells us, let's say Yischalku Le'isus, but you're not allowed to be paid it. Comes the Rash, and the Rash says, Yischalku Le'isus, V'einam Kishar Maaser Sheni Shenitma. It's not like other Maaser Sheni that became Tamei. Now what do you do with regular Maaser Sheni that became Tamei? What do you do with regular Maaser Sheni that became Tamei? Make it chulin, you can eat it. What are you going to do with it here? This is Karshinim. It's Michael Behemet. So what do? So comes the Rash. The Yedam Kishar Maaser Sheni Shenigma Shepaydin Isai. Afilim Yerushalayim, regular Maaser Sheni that became Tamei. You can even provide it in Yerushalayim. Parash Mirushalmi, Dime Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon holds, you cannot be paid it. Why? Because they paid this HaKadshim Lachinim the Klovim. Shal Yerushalmi tells the Shemesh calls, Isa, Isa, Yarv. And with Parash Mirushalmi, the eight paid this HaKadshim Lachinim the Behema. Bishaka Le'isa, Shabai Sushaini. Shechelik, Shechil Shebechol, Isa, Isa, Yaret, Meyela, Pachas, Mikabeya, Delon, Metabe, Acherim, Meyechal, Yoda, Magav, Isa, this is a chop of how you go about and you do it. But you're not allowed, according to Tarfon, to go and be pivot and give it to the behemoths. You're not going to eat it yourself in a regular, in a full way. Maybe you can do it in the way, like the Mishnah describes it, the chop, that the Rabbanim hold. But Rabbi Tarfon holds that you're not going to be able to go stop and redeem it and give it to the behemoths because they played this HaKadshim Lachinim and Klovim. Now, the question that we have here is, if you hold that it's a din, if it's a din, in things that are appropriate, like the way we described it, it's not appropriate to take things that have certain vestiges of a hegdishtiket dinim to get out and use it for klovim. What do we have? What's the pasuk talking about? Psulei abugdashim. Psulei abugdashim, there's an iser kodesh by psulei abugdashim. Remember, it's also begisa v'avayda, right? Then we have dinim in psulei abugdashim. Let's say you had something, let's say kedusha stamen. By kedusha stamen, Benika bias or something. There's no dinim at all of Benika. It's chulin gaber. What's your bite it? Is it conceivable over there that you should not give it to klavim because of the kedusha, the Yisr Kodesh that it has? No. Not, you know, it's not David of Psalli Abadosh at all. If you would tell me that it's a din in the mice opinion, you can't go take to a mice opinion in Hegdish, but look at where the pinion is there for klavim. You're doing the pinion in a dover shell Hegdish. And therefore, if that itself is going to be usher, even in a case where the result of the pinyon is going to result in chul and gemurim, then the whole thing doesn't make sense. It must be that it's something intrinsic in the act of the pinyon itself. And here, the raya that we have over here is the din of Maaseh Sheni. Over here, you see that by Maaseh Sheni, even though it's going to work, result in chulin gemurim, aval pikein, there's a din of hepanis hakotchim, lachin v'leklavim. This din itself would seem to indicate the way we're bringing out from Tosfos. And that is that the din of hepanis hakotchim, lachin v'leklavim, is a din intrinsic in the mice opinion. Now, the arise that it's not like that only, or at least that there might be a second din also. But this is just a couple of points just to bring out how we're supposed to view it. From our Tosfos, it would seem to be like this. We have a way out of the Tosfos, by the way, also. I can't elaborate that much. But the evidence is that we would be able to clear what is the din of Ein Pinyan Sakhashim Lachinam the Klavim. It's a new Isser, or it's something that remains the Yisr Kodesh that was there already from before. Let's say you have something which was completely Kodesh. All right, so there are dinim that we have of Kedusha, vestiges of the Kedusha that remain even after Pinyan. Let's say by Psalei Abadosh. Let's say even the din of Giza Vavayda. Mm-hmm. We have a Raya, the Yisr Giza Vavayda. We have Raya, the Yukim from the Rambam. What is the issue of Giza Vavayda by Psalei Abadoshim? It's a din that what? We can either, let's say, you can redeem Hegdish, but Abba became this a new issue. It says you can't do it for Giza Vavayda. So the Psalei Abadoshim, in spite of the fact that the pinyon was mafkiyin from Hegdish. That's one way, the simple way. But then we have a raya for the Rambam. The raya for the Rambam is Riskarov brings it from Rabbi Shimon Soloveitchik. And that is that when it had originally the dinim of Hegdish, and now that you're appointed, the pinyon is of course something that takes away the Kedusha to a certain extent, but not completely. The Isser of Giza Vavayda lingers from the there. It's the same Isser that it was before. And pinyin did not completely take care of it. Pinyin is merely, it's a bifurcated concept, the pinyin. Pinyin is not a panacea for all dinim, all complications of the Kedusha. It doesn't have that. It helps some for certain things, doesn't help for other things. If a behemoth gets a mum, it's able to take away the isser. You want to eat it and shecht it? Fine. You can eat it, you can eat it, very nice, but you can't be geises it. Let's say you are geises it. We have a raya from the Gemara Kedushin, without speaking of the rayas to this, but the Yisr of Giza Vavayda is not a new Yisr of Giza Vavayda. For the Gemara Yigimalom and Beis and Kedushin, we have the raya that the Yisr of Giza Vavayda is a hemshech of the Yisr that was there before, and the pinyon did not completely take care of it. It lingers from that. This Gemara brings him an idea from the Gemara in Kiddushin. We've learned the same way.
But Rabbi Tosfos always says the Hadrei Nisuri Kam.
Now the din of Geet the Isra of Ebenis Hakadoshim Lachinim the Klovim. What is that? Is it because it's a new Isra Azah? What the Pshat is, it's the original Isra that if a person shechts it, he can be matter it. But let's say the Isra that he has, if he's going to go shecht it, it's not going to do anything. For whatever reason, let's say it's not going to be Roy Lachilu. If he'll go and he will shecht it, it's not going to take off the whole din of the Hegdish. So what do you have? What you have is the Isser that you had before is going to remain there, and the Isser, therefore, whatever Pinyin accomplishes, it's not going to take off the Isser that there was, the Isser Kodesh that there was, but again, giving it to Klavim. The issue of giving it to Klavim, it's not a new thing, because if it's a Svaraza, it's appropriate, not appropriate, whatever it is. No, the issue of Kodesh that was there before that was prohibited us from being dead from it in certain ways. Not all those prohibitions become mutter when we talk about pinyin. The issue of Pinyin Achachim Lachilim LeKlavim is Shirayim from the original Hesser Hegdish. You take a look more at the Briskirov that we have in Hilchus Bechairis. Hilchus Bechairis, you see that there is such a concept. Now, if you learn, pardon me? It's much better in Tosis. If you learn like that in Tosis, then it changes the whole thing, yeah.
Why? Well,
because the reason is, because the Isser, it's not necessarily then in the Pinyin. If you're going to go and do this, let's say you would go and you would shecht it in a case where it was right for other things, then the Isser is able to go off with the shechita. They can give it to Klavim because the shechita was a matir. Why could you normally, let's the shechita say matir, what do we normally would do? You could go, so what Tosis will be saying is, let's say you do a ma'aseh shechita. My shechita is matar b'achila. All right? Matar b'achila. Matar, the whole din of b'achila. You're doing that already. You can give it for klavim also. Because the shechita was a matar. But let's say you're talking about something. Let's say it's a kachum shemesu, like Tais says. It's not, the shechita there is not going to be a matar. You're not going to be able to eat it. If you're not going to be able to eat it, then what is going to be? The shechita is never going to be a matar. So therefore, if it's not going to be a matar, then you're not going to be able to give it to Klavim. What's going to be matter in the Isser to give it to Klavim? The Shechita, you have to always come on to the Shechita to be matter here. The Shechita is not going to be a matter. But if you have one here, and in this case, it's only a side reason because it's Nisarim that you're not going to be able to use it. But the Maisa Shechita is a regular Maisa Shechita. My Shechita is a regular Maisa Shechita that's a matter. If it's matter for you to eat it, it's matter Klavim also. It's a complete matter, it's the Shechita. I must say, it's not, according to this, not a pinyin de kedin. It's not a pinyin de kedin. It's a din of the matir. It's a din of the matir of the Shechita. Yeah, so basi rak lahayir lagabi these things. Toit the Gemara then says what? So the Gemara says, what's the afilu? The Gemara says, it's speaking. We had the Chatos HaBesis, even one that was mixed in with the 10,000. And the Gemara now says, we have three Mishnayos that talk about Taruvas. We have our Mishnah, of course. Kol Asvachim Sheni Sarvu, and the Chatos HaBesis get mixed in, so Kulam Yamusim. Now, we have a Mishnah in Tamura, that the Mishnah in Tamura tells us that if you have something that's muscle carbon, also, the whole thing, the behemoths are not able to be used for korbanos. Then we have the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that we know. The Mishnah in Daf Ayin Dalet in Avodah Zarah, things that are also Bahana, says, Yayin Nesach, all the things that became Nisarev. So the thing is that we have, that's also a case like this, where the Rabbanim, they prohibited the din of Taruvus. And they were not said before the din of Bittul Barayis. So what does the Gemara tell us here? Tanina Chanasim, so now what does the Gemara say? that kol amay afil hachi kol hasvachem sheni sarhu behem katos ameisus shar nisko afil lecha berimay yamusa kulam. Tanina chana zinna, we have a mission to murim. Kol hasurim lechabe mizbeach oisrin bechol shehen. We have, let's say you have things that are aser for a carbon. They aser bechol shehen, no matter how much, no matter what the proportion is, they aser everything else, I mean, the whole tarumas. You have a case where it was a reveya and a nirva became the sarif. That the Mishnah Tmura tells us that all the other behaviors become us. I said this over. And he said, no, you need both Mishnayas. The Imei Hasab had it only been for over there, the Mishnah Tmura, Hava Amina Hanimila Ligavaya, Hava Lehegit Emelo, for a Hegit, for a person, a human, for a regular Hegit, to be made from it after the Tarubis. Maybe they were not Machmer, the Gabe Yehegit using it. They were only Machmer, the Gabe Yehegit being used for Kabonis. Let's say you had our mission over here. What does it say by our mission? A person is not allowed to go be netted from it. He can't be netted from it either. Maybe it would only be by us, because you're talking about Isuri Hada. By Isuri Hada, like what? Like Chatos HaBasis. In a case like that, we can't use it. Rashi over here tells us, Ibe Hacha, Hashmuinin, Afilu, Kotchim, Dami, Mavsidin, Lotana, Hibit, Murhava, Mina, Hani, Hidabasin, Mishin, Viyar, Misuri, Ada, Abel Hanach, the Tmura, that it's not necessarily Misuri, Ada, I might even think maybe it doesn't become us. Ibe Hacha, Hava, Mina, Hani, Misuri, Ada, Abel Hani, Abelo, Srihi, the Lavi, Suri, Ada, Ninu, Lotana, like, what do you mean? Our mission is not only a case of Misuri Hada.
The second group.
What happened to the Sefer? And the Chadabi. First group, yeah, Shah Nisko. Shah Nisko is Asur Bahada. Those are bases. Also, Asur Bahada. Like that, like Lailu. So we have that, the ratio that it's Asur Bahana. The Sefer is cases where it's not Asur Bahana.
Only Asur Bahana.
It's only Asur Bahana carbon. What do you have there? Cases. That's not here. We have a case over here. Kulani said, Bashar, Adeshenevdomo Avera. Hamis, Adhamis, Adam Api Enechado, Api Baila. These are Neva, Esnad, and Khir. These are not Asur Bahana. They're only Asur. The carbon.
Why would you
break? Yeah, good. So let's see. I will hardly aim a lot. Tzrichi. The Yalami Surah Adat. I don't think Tani. Yeah, that's true. But what did we learn? Bechol Shehu. Up there we know. Because here we're telling us what? Kol Shehain Asam Tani. We're saying what? That it's also that in the proportion. It doesn't make any difference. It's even us at Bechol Shehu. So why did you just say that? So what is it telling us? So why did you say the case of Tamura and don't say our Mishnah, the case in Zvachit? So the Takata is the Rechalai. Meaning what we're telling over us is the Takata. Rashi over here says the Hasab Eisrin Bechol Shehutani, but we didn't learn the Takad of Yerachi Stoyev or the things of what you're supposed to do. For that we have our Mishnah. Nisti Havlo Bai Ha Takata is the Richalai. The Hedyet Nabi. Tadalai. Don't think Gemara again. The Hegyet Nami, when we have the Mishnah, the Onayim Dalit, and Avet Zareh, we have cases that have nothing to do with carbon. Rashi over here at the bottom tells us, the Hegyet Nami, Tarim Vesechas Avet Zareh, where it's Isuri Hadar, and it's Isuri Hadar can't be Nehenan. There it tells us that they're not Batal, and it's also to a Hegit. So, Malabali, the Misti, Hacha, why did you have to tell me of Yechatos, Amesis, and Shar Nisko? If you have the Mishnah of Ainizaran that tells us by Yisuri Adar, why didn't you say the same thing? You have it over here, it's superfluous for the Mishnah to come and tell us here. Wolzen Mesif over the Mishnah of Ainizaran. The Elu, because what did we learn? The Hedyan Abitadal, the Elu Asur, the Aesir Makoshe, Yai Nesach. Dabar is Kaychavit. Things have nothing to do with Hegdish, nothing to do with Karbonis. And then that comes, the Gemara had answers, that we have our Mishnah, besides the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. It's really Behasam Avamina. Maybe, I would have thought, Lehegdit. Over there, Renachanami. You have it there for Hegdit, Avamina, Lehegdit. Avalegovaya, for a Hegit, what's the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah talking about? You can't be nana from it at all. Avalegovaya, but maybe for Hegdish, I'm alone, let's name alone, that's a demon, maybe, huh? Okay, maybe I'm maybe for Hegdish the other way, the way I would have said before. In other words, Avalegovaya, maybe when it comes to Hegdish, what do you want to do? You got to make mafsid the whole Hegdish. Be schleppet by a Hegdit that says that it's usher. That means you're mafsid Hegdish. Maybe I would have thought that in Chirabi it's usher for a Hegdit to be able to indulge in that where it's only Suri Hadar. We don't say anything about Hegdish from the Mishnah of Edizara. Maybe over there we're not mafsid Hegdish at all. Vimei hacha. But if we'll be from here, Hava Bina, Hanabili Kutchim, the mice, may I would say the exact opposite. Maybe to not to prohibit it for a Hegdish, yeah, because the tougher most, they're gonna take things. Where Chaim Bisim, you can things that are also Bahana, and Enochidami, you're gonna use it for a carbon? No. That already you can't. It's a tougher which is repulsive. Avo, Kulin, the low mice, maybe you can be done from it. Ema Yisuri, so therefore, maybe I would have thought, Abuchulun, the Lomais, Ema Yisuri Ada, Litali Baruma. Maybe Yisuri Ada become Batul. Therefore, I need it. So what do I have? I have the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, which is a case of Yisuri Ada, that you're not allowed to be Nana, Lehedyet. I have our Mishnah, which talks about both cases of Isuri Hadah and cases which are not Isuri Hadah. And it tells us that you're not allowed to use it for a carbon, and, or really for a Hegit even. And then we have the Mishnah in Tamura, which tells us talking about using it for a carbon. And I need each one of them because each one is Maisif. The Kuda that the Gemara says it's Maisif. Therefore, so Tzrichas, I have the Mishnah over here, I have the Tzvachim, I have the Mishnah in Tamura, and I have the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Frank the Gemara. Venitla Baruba, what happened to the Klal of Bittul Barayv? What happened to the Klal of Bittul Barayv? What about an Arv Mishnah? We're talking about a Chatos HaBesis. We're talking about a Shor HaDisko that became the Sarev in many Behemoths. And you can't use it. The whole Tarubis becomes Usser. The whole Kaboodle becomes Usser. You can't use it. Adarama would have said that the whole thing itself should be Mutter. Adarama, thing I would say that the whole thing should be Mutter. Let's say you have a Shor HaDisko that became the Sarev in the whole herd of Karbonis. So, the whole herd becomes usher. Why don't you say Bittul Barayv? And you'll be mafshir the whole thing. You'll take Chatos HaBesis. You had one Chatos HaBesis that became the Sarev in 1,000, 10,000. Came the Sarev. Take off the Yisr of Chatos HaBesis. Take off the Deni and make it into a kosher of carbon. This we have to see whether or not Zakai, what do we, what we're, the pashtus of what we're talking about over here is, you're using the din of bittul to make a shor hanisko into a carbon. You're using this principle of bittul to make a shchatos abasis into a kosher, a chatas.
Right, this goes off.
What?
This goes off.
Yeah, so now this we'll have to come back to it, whether or not we're able to do that conceptually, whether or not we have such a din of bittul or not. Is this taloi? Baruch David in the beginning, Shtel Su, the Einig Yantif, the Big Shaila of the Afraidim, whether or not Bittul merely takes off Dinim, or Bittul gives Dinim. For example, Kibbutz Megayim, the time, a mice that happened, Rab Shimon brings it, Shari Yosha. Let's say they had, well, the case of the Einig Yantif first, is of course the one that's more commonly known, and that is you have tzitzis that have to be made Mishma. You have tzitzis that were, some tzitzis strings that were not manufactured lishma. And they became the sarif in the other strings of the tzitzis that were made lishma. So let's say you had, let's say, a number of strings and you want to use them. What happens? If you're going to use the din of bittul b'raiv, it's not like the case of bittul b'raiv where you have a piece of treifa meat that fell into kosher meat. Let's say you have kosher meat. Treifa meat made the whole tarumis usser. Comes bittul and it says discard the meat, the treifa piece of meat. Something happened. It was a treifa piece of meat. Forget it. Forget about it. No. Good. Yeah. So like Jonathan is saying, that's not what's going to happen by tzitzis. Over there, you want to discard the piece of the vela. Let's say you had five pieces of baser shkuta and one piece of baser nevela. What is the function of the bittul? The bittul, it says, you have a right to discard the nevela. All right. I can write to discard the nevela.
I can't do five.
Forget about it. It doesn't exist.
I can't ignore it.
Pardon me?
You're ignoring it.
Ignore it. You're ignoring it. Yeah, ignore it. To ignore it. Ignore the meat.
And I can eat all of them.
And therefore you can eat all of them. Ignore it. Now what are you going to say? If you have five chutin that are made lishma, for tzitzis, and one which is not lishma.
You're making lishma?
I'm not going to help you to ignore it. You need something more. You want to use it for tzitzis. It's not going to be enough to ignore it.
You can't make it
lishma. What you need is you have to make it lishma. So what will Bittul say over there? Not ignore it. Bittul over there will say that the meat becomes like the rice. Or let me give another two examples of the same type of thing. There was a mice of an esrik. The pittim fell off the esrik. That's you have an esrik. The pittim fell off the esrik. And it became the sarif in a bunch of other esrigim that naturally did not have a pittim in the first place. A pittim that's broken off from an esrig, it passels the esrig. Well, let's say it grows without a pittim. We use a lot of them. Well, that esrig is good. What happened? You look at all the esrigim, 10 esrigim, none of them have a pittim. 9 of them without a pittim are good. They are naturally without a pittim. The 10th one had a pittim and broke off. Now they became all the sarif. What do? Can you use all the esrigim? Or you not use it? Because what are you going to do over here? You have an esrig that did not have a pittim that became puzzle. And now what do you have to do? You have to make it into an esrig that's pittimless, that was grown naturally to be like that. It wasn't. Can Bittul tell you it has the bila of the other ones?
The rive is going to say, grew a pittim.
So the rive is going to tell you it grew a pittim. It became a type of esrig that did not have a pittim in the first place. You're making it kosher. Or, same thing by matzah. You had certain matzahs that were made lishma. You can use them for the first night for the mitzvah matzah. couple of matzahs he didn't have that were not made lishma. It's not chametz, but it was not made lishma. And you had 10 matzahs that were lishma. You could use it for matzahs mitzvah. And mixed into that, you have a couple of matzahs, one matzah, two matzahs that became, that were there that were not made lishma. Now what? What do I use for the matzah mitzvah? Bittul Mareif says I can use all of them for the matzah mitzvah or not. That's the deal that we have. And that's what we have. And with Hashem, we'll see more about this later on, several blocks later also. Well, what about our Gemara? What are we talking about by us? If you have a Shor HaNiskol that's mixed in with Chatos and Bittul Mareif, what are you going to do with 10? Let's say 10. Same thing. 10 behemoths that are kosher chatos. One's a Shor HaNiskol. One's a Chatos HaBesis. Bittul Mareif will tell you what. That the Shor HaNiskol becomes a Chatos, you can bring it on the Mizbeach. The Shor HaNiskol becomes a Chatos. What's it going to tell you? The Shor HaChatos HaBesis becomes a legitimate Chatos. Take Shor HaNiskol better. It's easier. Take them, it's easier to bring it out. Shor HaNiskol, you have a Shor HaNiskol. Well, what's going to happen with Shor HaNiskol? You're going to bring it, Bittul Mareif says, the Shor HaNiskol becomes a Chatos. Hans Bittul? What would we do over here? That's what Baruch David, I think, was alluding to that before we even began today. So this Shaila that we have, the Yantif, Reb Shemesh, Ariyashi, Kama, Mechama, in Yadim, Taras Chesed. We'll see more about this later on in the Perek, but this is Bechayra, a fundamental issue that we have here, and how to deal with. What exactly is the Gemara asking? And the whole couple of blot that we have over here are dealing with the din of Bittul Mareif. It's a different kind of usage of the klal of Bittul Mareif than what we normally have. So the Gemara is, Vinitalu Baruba. The Chitema, what are you going to say? Chashivi, Melo Batli. Behemoths are Chashuv and Behemoths are not Batul. No. Now, what is the Gemara's Chashuv? Chashuv, why? So the Gemara understands this as meaning it's going to be totally in the machlaikis that we have of what gives the Chashivis. And we have a machlaikis. Hadicha Lamad Diyamar Kal Shadaka Limad Shadinu. Lamad Diyamar Es Shadaka Limad Shadinu. Maikala Meimer. We have a machlaikis. Things that as individuals are very chashuv, and how are they chashuv? How can you tell whether they're chashuv? When you sell them on the market, you don't sell them in sums. You sell them as individual units. You know, when you buy eggs in the store, who buys it? When you get into the store, eventually you go to the store, you say, can you give me 3 eggs? I want to eat the eggs for breakfast. Oh, can you give me 3 eggs? 3 eggs? Were you from Mars? Who buys 3 eggs? Do you want to buy a dozen eggs? Give me a whole box of eggs. 3 eggs? Yeah, but I don't need more than that for breakfast. Nobody buys eggs, units of eggs. So let's say you have eggs that are nesarif. Well, they're a bit upright. On the other hand, let's say you want to buy behemoths. You go to a ranch. Give me a dozen behemoths. What, a dozen behemoths? What's Rabbi Shulginer said? Says, yeah, I want to buy 2 animals. What, I want to buy 2 cows. All right, I want to buy 2 cows. Each cow is a unit unto itself. Now, there are those things that are always bought as in terms of units. They're never brought as part of a sum. They're always bought. One of them, I think, and that is that each behemoth is bought as a unit by itself. Nobody buys a dozen behemoths as itself. But then again, there are those things that it's very common, not always, but it's very common that they're bought as individual units. Sometimes, yeah, and sometimes not. So the Gemara, we have a machlokes. What does it take exactly in order for it to be called a davar chashuv, that to prevent the din of bitul b'rayv? Something which is always exclusively used as a, and it's exclusively done for the purpose for, as individuals, individual units, always. There's no such thing as it ever being taken as a lump sum being taken into consideration. They're always bought as individual units. And then we have those things that sometimes yes, sometimes not. If sometimes yeah, then that might be considered a davar chashuv. Sometimes it's not considered to be a davar chashuv. If you hold es shadarko limonis, it means those things that are exclusively used. It's never brought as part of a sum total. Always bought as nobody buys a diamond ring. Give me a dozen diamond rings. Right, a gold ring. Give me a bunch. Give me a bunch, a pound of diamond rings. Nobody does that. Every diamond ring is a davar chashuv because it's so big. Give me one diamond ring. Give me two, three, maybe. But you don't give me a dozen diamond rings. Give me a lump sum of diamond rings. That's certainly the Mizbar HaZel would say that's as Shadarka Limonis. Then there are those things that call Shadarka Limonis. Some things it's common that Avani you do, but sometimes you buy a you buy more than that at a time. So the Gemara says, how do you look at the how do you look at behemoths? If you hold that as long as sometimes you count the individual units, not always. You can hear over here it's the same thing. Maybe that's how by behemoth how it is. But if you hold like the Mandi Abar holds S, Shadaka Libanis, these things that are only Asbarak counted out as units. Shanina, Michael, remember, it's not like we learned the following. If somebody had Chavile Tilsen, it's bundles of the fenugreek. Yeah, as we always had this, whatever it is, every time we come to front, 55 times that we had it, we always called the fenugreek, and nobody has any idea what it is anyway. All right. But okay, usually you have a picture. Jonathan has a picture of it or something.
I do have a picture of it. I believe I mentioned last time that fenugreek was in an article that fenugreek was used at the turn of the last century to fatten up the Jewish women in Egypt to make them more attractive.
Yeah. I knew there was some kind of a history to fenugreek. I don't know what it was. Okay. It was what? At the turn of the century? With the 20th century.
Before the First World War.
So it was used as a, as an herb.
As a vegetable.
As a vegetable.
But it was very nutritious.
It was nutritious. It was that they had up that, that women should become fat from it. Yeah, that's what he says. In Egypt. In Egypt. So you see, in other words, that there was a big premium that they had in fat people.
Yeah.
Fat people, so they wanted to, so it's a weight gain of fat people, so they wouldn't give it, they should make benefits and so much. Yeah. That's why, like, the Myers of Shabbos, right? The chokers. Whatever. And they were made, the did is, they became Nisarim. Shokiliakar. The din is, yidlaku. Din is, you burn it all, the whole thing. Yidlaku, the whole thing is asar bahadna, and you burn the whole taruvis. Nisarvu, bacherim, could be yidlaku. And if they, some of them, became nisarv and others, that they in turn, asar the rest of the other taruvis also. Liber Meir. That's Rebbeir. Rebbeir holds that they all become usher. Like, and why is it? Why is it that they become usher? Because we know that by Kilei Akerim, the din is because Ben Timdash Tukareis, like Rashi says, the din is Kilei Akerim is from Minan Israfim. On the other hand, the Rabbanim hold know that if you're able to become bottle, not Rabbanim exactly what we have, Echad Masayim, sometimes they require more than a Raiv, be the Rabbanim, the Echad, be the Rabbechad, be Masayim, see the Rashi, Zuhi, Zuhi Aliyas, Arla Bekili Akarim, that's how you're Mavatal, Arla Bekili Akarim, it's not Babish with a Raiv, but it is with 200. As opposed to Truma, Arla Bekhad Omeya, sometimes there's a chumrah. And that, by, we have a letter from a pasuk, by Truma, it's 100, by Kiliyah Karim and Arla, it's 200. The Kaman Shekafa Alessa Isser, Sheisuro Isser Hada'a. Since the Isser is more complex, more intense, by Kiliyah Karim or Arla, because Isser Mahada'a, comes on the, you need double the amount to be Mavakalit. Sifri, that's the drasha that we learned in the Sifri. Tabi Mikol Chelmo, it's big to show me menu. The Mishtai there is speaking about Matrubis Meiser. She Echad Mimea, the Karilei, Mikdisho, the Kudisho Mimenu. Umashma, Shemekancho, Mikadish, Savmisarvimbo, to Mikadish all the whole Taruvis. Now again, so we have a Machloikis really. So writes in the Rabbanim, most of that this din is in the Rabbanim, that you have to have 100 by Truma or 200 by Kiliyah Karim. Okay. Then what? So one holds, a Rebbeir holds, the whole thing is Nisarif. And Kulam Yidlachu, Dibir Rebbeir, Achami Maimim, Mel Yalab Yechad Obasayim, because Rebbeir says, why, what is this Machlaikis? So Rebbeir Reimer, Kol Shedarko Limonais, Mekadosh. Rameyer holds that these bundles of fenugreek, not always, but commonly it's used to count them as individual units. Rameyer holds. And that's enough to prevent the din of bittel. That says there is no din of bittel. The Rabbanan and another holds there is bittel. Why? The Chabibayim ain't of a kaddish. You have to have dafke es. This is not enough to be mikdash because sometimes you take comma bundles at a time without counting out as individual units. Elashisha dvarim b'vad, the only ones that qualify to say that there is no bittul are only those things that are used that are counted out exclusively as individual units. If you don't have that, then it's not going to work. Rabbi Akiva Eimer. And Rabbi Kimit says not only six, but even there's another one, Shiva, the Eluhe. And these are the seven. And guys say, Perech, remind a certain type of pomegranate. They remind a Badad. It seems that these things, you don't count Badad, pomegranates like you buy apples. You buy apples, you buy a sack full of apples, a bushel of apples. You don't do that when you buy these special pomegranates. Pomegranates, these are chashuv. Pomegranates and you buy them only as individuals. Chavis tumis or closed barrels, vichilfi tardins, it's got something done some beets, vichilche krum, glass yavadis, and Rabbi Yaket, Rabbi Kimes, myself, of Kikarashel Balabayas. That even we're talking about Kikarashel Balabayas, these are the ones that there is no bit on because these things are only counted out as individual units. Whatever, for whatever Isurim, each one of these things is relevant to it, whatever it's Nagaya. The things that are Gaya because they're parents that grow on trees, no, Arayla, Arla, Arla, we're talking about the Isur Arla because they're parents that grow on trees. Obviously, Kikarish of Alabayas are not talking about Arla. Arayla, Kiliyah Karim, things that are vegetables that are Kiliyah, we're going to kill a Karim. And what is the issue of Yikba Allah? Now that we learned, Rabbi Yechonin Amar, Eshedar Kalimnais Shaninu. Mishlokish Oimer, Kol Shedar Kalimnais Shaninu. So they came and they said that this is the Machlokes, what we have. Yeah, that we have over here. Yeah, Yidbar, on that we learned that Rabbi Yechonin says, Es, and Mishlokish says, Kol Shedar Kalimnais Shaninu. Now just as an aside thing, Taisvis over here comes and he says, Interesting thing. You see the Taisvis, Kulam Yidlaku? He goes under the member of Rab Meir, where he said that when we're talking about the Kiliya Karim, they're all Nudvak. The Taimar, the beginning of the Taisvis says, Maishnaha Diktani Yidlaku, Kishini Sarhu. The Chayim, we learned also, Becholhi Surim Hashnoyim Shab and Besechis Arla, the same thing. Velo Polig, Rabbi Eliezer. And he doesn't argue to say, Delema Yelachad Al Yam HaMelach, Kibo Besopeg Kolo Kolach Slobin, Lino Menes Kechavim, Kavase Yelmasun Kapaskinin. Ni Rabbi Shmuel Perishab, the Huadin Becholhi Surim, He wants to know, Tysus comes and he wants to know why sometimes you say that you throw the whole thing into the Yabba Melech. Why over here do you use the term Yidlaku? But the answer is, it's Pashut, Rashi tells us. When you're talking about Kili HaKarim, you know what you have to, it's a mitzvah, yet. Let's say you would throw it all into the Yam. You'd be Mavatla the mitzvah of Sreifa. There's a mitzvah sreifa by the din of Kilei Akarim. Ki temet tinta shablei azar shetuzra shetuzfus akarim. So over here, you know, the mates are just throwing it into the Yabba Melech. You can't do that. You have to burn it. There's a mitzvah burning. Over here, so even if you hold by other Isuri Hada, you can throw it into the Yabba Melech, but over here, Avad, it says the Indian of Yidlaku. So here the Gemara Nachamol says what? So here we have Yidmar Allah Rab Yechanin says S. And Rishlokish says Kol Shadaka the Manishadar. Nihol Rishlokish. Elul Rab Yechanin, who holds that the din is Kol. But according to Rab Yechanin, who holds S, everything else is Bokal. So what will happen by Behemoth? Yeah, you should be Kol Behemoth. And therefore, so what are we saying over here that by behemoth it's not going to be bottle?
Everybody agrees by behemoth.
By behemoth, it's not a kitten. It seems like that in the Matthias. I bet it's not as different. But because by myself, it's different. Yeah, those times at least, the kol shadarko, it's a behemoth, it's a case of kol shadarko. It's not S. We have another Tana. Even if you hold over there, maybe it's going to be taller, you hold that it's Dafka S, but we do have another Tana. Hi Tana, the Litrak Seyasin. It's another Tana who talks about when there's a Litra, a measure of dried figs. The Omar called Dover, Sheyeshbo Minion. Who said that anything where there's a minion that you count, afilu, even if you're talking about an issur de rabbanin, lo batel, it's not going to be batel, the kolshkei be deraisa. Kolshkei deraisa. Rashi only says, kol davar sheyesh bo minion. Kol shedarko limanas klau. Kigai litra shel tzias. Shemrayim b'nei adam ein meichrim b'minion. Most people don't. Most people don't sell it like that. Ella, Darsen, I saw the eagle. What are they doing? They press it in a round ring and hold. Umaycher, call her eagle Yachai. They sell the whole mess together. Hiala ba'amim shemaynim alitros. And sometimes they count the litros. Levad. To count them a minion. That's, therefore, it's not always like that, but sometimes it is like that. Which means that this data holds, sometimes you take the whole mass and you do it without counting individual litres. Other times you do count it like that. And therefore what? We're talking about a drabana here, we're talking about figs. Figs are chayavit truma, like most rishayim. Ramam and Raimin, Rashi all over. Rashi holds that it's going to be a drabana for Truma. The only thing that's chayiv deraisa Truma is Daga Tirish V'Yitzar. And Paris are only chayiv, be the rabbanit. And Aval became, if it's Kol, Shadakla Limanais, it's not going to be bottled by Truma. And therefore, Kol Davish Yishbal Minyan, Afilu Bidabal Bonin Loi Bottle. And of course, the Kolsh can be the rice. The Sanya, like we learned, what will happen by these Litrik Tzias? The Litrik Tzias, Shadarsa, Alpi Ingul, you had the Litrik Tzias, a litra of dried figs. What are the dried figs? Dried figs? What do you do? You take, what do they do with figs? They put it out in the field and they let it dry. Then they collect it. Then they collect it and they put it all together in a mass and press it until it becomes like a cake. Comes like, it's a big cake. It's called tzias because when they would, if they would separate it, it was called a mekatzah, the tool that was used to break them apart was called a mekatzah, a mekatzah, I don't exactly how they pronounce it, but that's the tzias, the tzias. Tzias means it's a product of this tool, how they go and they break it apart. And they have these big cakes that were put into this mold and to make it into a big cake. And then what? Then they take the whole cake into the market and they break it apart and they sell them as individual things. But the answer was, if you have somebody who's a fruit salesman who deals with this in the market, you'll see that he has a bunch of cakes. So what is a person? Person, regular person, about the bus comes and he wants to buy figs. He doesn't buy a whole cake. What's he going to do with such a big thing? So he said, give me 5 figs. Oh, takes this tool, breaks it apart from the 5, takes a thing, takes a knife, and he breaks in 5 figs off of the big cake.
Is it 5 figs?
What?
Is it 5?
Okay. Depends how they want it, maybe. Ekshanami. I don't know, ask me. Could be that, I think it's the way that, depends what the customer wants.
But there's still nicker as individual figs after they're pressed.
Yeah, it gets through that. Yeah, it's all pressed together. But they can break it apart. Yeah. But they can break it apart. So here it says, Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Minyan. Afilu Bidababada Laban Koshka Gat Desanyat Litra Tziya Shadar Salpi Eagle. You have a litra that redirects it on Alpi Eagle, Alpi the mold. It was Truma. But he doesn't know which mold did he use. He has a bunch of molds over here. He has a bunch of molds with pressed cakes, with cakes of figs. He doesn't know which one has the Truma. Or same type of thing. I'll be Chavis. He did it on the mouth of a Chavis. Or he did it on Pia Kaveris, another container, like Vienia Dea Beazel Kaveris Narsa. So here we have the following Rabbi Meir Reimer, Rabbi Elazar Reimer, Ryan S.A. Yainis, Chiddush Gadol that he holds, Rabbi Elazar. Remember, the top, what did he do over here? Shadarsa on P. Eagle. He did it on the mouth of the mold. Now, let's say the mold is 3 feet deep. I don't know how deep it is. Well, let's say it's 3 feet deep. But how old's the mouth? How high is the mouth? Mouth's gonna be half 6 inches. He holds molding a chiddush that we have that would never be a svara in a deraisa. He holds you take the entire 3 feet of the mold that it's able to be mavato, the 6 inches. Of the 6 inches that were on top. There's no chashash whatsoever that there's any truma on the bottom. The whole truma is only on the top by the mouth of the eagle, Alpi eagle. It's only on the mouth of the eagle. The bottom part has nothing to do with truma. Well, how's it going to affect being mavakulin? Certainly it's not there. But because the whole thing is on the rabbat, and we view, it's a certain kula, we view the whole thing as being one big entity. Ryan is al yainis, as if they're Brutus, Vatachtainis, Malus al yainis. This is the Rebbe Lezer, the Rebbe, who says you're able to look at the bottom ones and they're mavatal the top ones. And Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, no, if yesh meya pumin, yahu, if you have 100 mouths of for the litrat seyis, they'll say bitul berai for the truma. Why? How would that be true? Team lav, and if not, apur pumin masurim, ashulai mutar. If not, then all the mouths are usher, but the bottom parts of the container are mutter. Now, why is that true? It's true because it must be that he holds kol shadakali modis. It's not a case of S, but it is a case of kol, and that's the tada who we're, that's the tada that we're talking about. And Rabbi Yehuda, Ibn Rabbi Lezer, Ibn Yeshab, kuf pumin yalu, vim lav ha pumin asur, but not the arasur, not the arasur. So again, beforehand, again, Rabbi Yeshua says, if yesh meya pumin yalu, vim lav, if not ha pumin basurim, vashulayim, remember, you have to have 100. It's truma. Rabbi Yehuda, Ibn Rabbi Lezer, Ibn, vim yeshab kuf pumin yalu, vim lav ha pumin asurim, and Rabbi Yeshua, Ibn, vilu yeshab shloish meyes pumin lo yalu. Why is that true? So we have here machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, that what Rabbi Lezer says and what Rabbi Yeshua says, as opposed to what they held before. Bimlav apum basurim. Then we have, because of what are they arguing about? Afili yeshab gimel meis pumim lo yalu. Why? Because kol shadar kol imanis is not going to say that it's able to work. On the other hand, what did we say according to Rabbi Yeshua? Before we said Rabbi Yeshua, Im yesh meya pumin yalu, vim lav apumim basurim. Again, why did he hold like that before? Before we had that, Rabbi Yeshua says, if there are meya pumin, there'll be bitul berayv. Why is there bitul berayv? Bitul berayv is because soif kol soif. I don't know, it could be as a plate as a bear. I don't know if I said it correctly before. Maybe it was a slip. Could be, but nobody caught me. Maybe I didn't say it wrong. But before we said, the reason is because in order not to say bittul, you have to have S, not kol. And therefore, here it's going to be right for the dead. Now, what are we saying now? Now we're saying that according to the Gemara of Yehuda, remember, Lesser says, why? It's Yahweh because he holds of S according to Rabbi Lezer. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, affiliation Shalosh Bay is Pumin. Lo Yahu, why? Because it must be that you hold Kol. Because Kol says that it blinds like individuals. And therefore it's not eligible for the whole thing of Bittul. I will pick it up, it's Hashem here tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.